morning. I'm Rob Hackelaw along with Lisa Zizian. It's time now for our Tech Talk segment every week at this time. David Snell joins us from MaxSmart IT in Pembroke.
Hi, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
All right. So here we go. Get ready to put this out to pasture in a gentle way. Microsoft killing off Internet Explorer.
Yeah, I guess it's a gentle way, but it's only been 25 years.
Okay.
So it's probably the longest running application any of us have ever had or used or seen. But they're saying that as of August 17th of 2021, so that's next year, next year on this, the browser will be finally dead and gone.
Wow. So so the browser that took over the world and then died. What happened here?
Well, it hasn't really died. Microsoft has been trying to force everyone to move up to the browser Microsoft Edge that is replacing Explorer. The newest browser, which has been around since 2015, so you really can't call it new, is going to give us all the functionality of a regular... I've got a dog barking at the door here. Pardon that noise.
Okay. Down, boy. Down.
So, many websites and applications still rely on Internet Explorer, so that's why Microsoft has been trying to avoid killing it too early. But for that purpose, they've actually specifically built into Microsoft Edge a Internet Explorer legacy mode that should let all of us have the opportunity to continue to do the things that we need to do that required Internet Explorer 11. Now, if you've used it, or if you've used some banking sites and many other sites, they won't work with Edge, they won't work with Chrome, they'll only work with Internet Explorer.
Mm-hmm.
So, at this point, they can't afford to actually have all the websites rebuilt, or force people to rebuild those websites, so they're going to give us that legacy mode that will allow it to work, still access those websites, and keep doing what we need to do.
Legacy.
David, why didn't they just improve Explorer? Why sort of get rid of it and have something new?
Well, the problem with Explorer is that it couldn't handle what's happening on the Internet today.
Okay.
So by moving to Edge, and Edge itself is actually a Chromium-based browser, which is Google Chrome and the base of it.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's building on that. You've got Chrome, Microsoft Edge, Brave, Vivaldi, Avast Secure Browser, Opera. Many other ones out there use Chrome as their base, which means that Google has a greater influence when it comes to what features are developed, what practices are accepted, and what usability concerns are deemed valid, which is where this really comes down to. By having a browser that's based on Google, which, as we know, is the biggest search engine out there, we kind of give ourselves a more powerful platform and protection.
It seems so strange to for them to build on Chromium, just considering that they're rivals of sorts. So, I don't know. It's interesting.
In a sense. But, see, Microsoft's never charged us for the browsers, so they're really not making any money. They're just trying to control where we go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they'll still be able to do that. They can add their own things onto the browser, the Chromium-based browser, so there'll still be features that Edge has that Google Chrome won't have in the other browsers.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, your good old Internet Explorer. It's always still there, right, in the menu? Internet Explorer here. Okay. And you're right.
If you don't see the menu, you can just type in Explorer, and it's going to come up hidden or not.
Yeah, there it is. And you're right. There are a lot of things that just don't work with it. So that's no good. But then I do realize there's some weird things sometimes where it's told you can only use Internet Explorer. You're right. And that seems strange to me. But some things only work on that. So, but there'll still be a way to get to that?
Yes, there will. It'll be, as I said, the Internet Explorer legacy mode. So you can have one window open on the regular Edge and another window open on legacy mode to get into those things that require the basis of Internet Explorer 11. So they're doing it right, I think, at this time. And interestingly enough, as we all know, Windows 7 was killed off in January. But for the folks still running Windows 7 Service Pack 1 or higher, Microsoft is pushing out the Edge browser to those computers. So they'll continue to be able to function. Now, Windows 7 has the spot in many offices and many businesses that service, that operating system is still required to run the applications on their computer. So not everyone moved to Windows 10 when they had to, based on the needs of the business. So they had to give those folks the same type of access to the Internet, protected Internet, that we're all going to get an Edge.
Hmm. All right, lots of stuff to think about. David, what is the most popular browser? Is it Google? Or
It's Chrome. Yeah, it's still Google at this time.
Okay.
And they have been for years, so... And I don't expect Edge to beat them. I think they're the ones that are developing the features that will be put into Edge.
Right. Yeah.
So they're still going to be the first ones out there.
All right. Hmm. All right. Well, if you want to read more about the death of Internet Explorer, David Snell's got the article. David, where do people go?
You go to my website, xsmartit.com, and click on my blog link.
Perfect. Thanks, David.
Have a great day.
You too.
David Snell at AxSmart IT. Every week at this time on WATD.